Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a new week live right here on this Monday morning on the early line on Sports Grid. And not just a new week, it is Super Bowl week. Now 6 days out from Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and the Eagles, the NFL descends on New Orleans. Sports Grid's coverage from Radio Row continues all week long. But live here on the early line, it's Joe Ranieri and myself, Ben Stevens, anchoring the fort of your coverage here on TEL. We'll check in with those people in the Big Easy throughout our 3 hours each and every day to get you set for the biggest game of each and every National Football League season. Over these 3 hours, a lot to break down. We'll see where the markets have moved for Super Bowl 59. We'll continue to preview all of the key matchups between KC and Philadelphia. But Joe, in the interim, and certainly over the weekend, what a time it was around the association. Drama in the NBA. Blockbuster deals that nobody saw coming, especially at the time of day said trades were announced. A lot to break down over these 3 hours on a Monday. Yes, it is Super Bowl week on the early line.
All right, so calm before the storm is over here, Ben. And we are T-minus, 6 days and counting. But kudos to the association for going, oh, you know what, NFL, you've been taking all the headlines for the last 4 months. So now that you've had a little reprieve here, we're going to step in and own this weekend. And boy, did they own it in headlines.
Shout out to the NBA, understanding that this was our first football Sunday without a single NFL game since early September, September 8th, and the NBA did not wait until just a couple of minutes on that first Sunday without football. But it is Super Bowl week, of course, in New Orleans. Super Bowl 59 for the second time in 3 seasons. It's Philadelphia and Kansas City. Joe, where we are now, officially into game week. We'll bring you those practice reports. We'll check in New Orleans, of course, and we'll update the odds. As of this moment, the Chiefs still a 1.5 favorite, -126 on the money line, and the over-under remains at 48.5. The Chiefs hoping to make history in the Big Easy, becoming the first team in NFL history to win 3 consecutive Lombardi trophies. Philadelphia hoping to exact some revenge from Super Bowl 57.
Don't know that we're going to see a whole lot more movement, certainly in the side, Ben. I think what we're all kind of waiting for is that public money to come in on the total to the over and then see what happens leading up to kickoff when the big money, the pros, come in and say either they're agreeing with the public or they're not agreeing with the public. Yeah. But if that under money is coming, it ain't coming until the public bets, which is usually 24 to 48 hours prior to the game kicking off.
We will continue to break things down throughout Super Bowl week, but Joe is right. Even though we have 13 days in between the end of championship weekend in the NFL and Super Bowl Sunday, still most of the bets, most of the wagers for the biggest sporting event each and every year come as we get closer to the weekend. But as we have shared, the NFL did not play on Sunday. We're not counting flag football in the Pro Bowl games. The NFL did not have an actual football game for the first Sunday since early September. So the NBA said, this is our time to strike. 12 minutes into Sunday, February 2nd, the NBA did exactly that. The biggest deal throughout an NBA season we have ever seen in NBA history. Perhaps the most shocking blockbuster trade ever in the association. Early in Sunday morning, the Dallas Mavericks trade Luka Doncic, Yes, Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers. In return, they get back Anthony Davis and some others. The Utah Jazz a part of this three-team deal. But of course, Joe, the headline, Luka Doncic heads to Los Angeles. AD now makes his way to Dallas.
So much about this, Ben, that is just, it's mind-numbing. But I didn't have Luka in a Laker uniform on my bingo card this weekend, so I was out of luck there. But kudos if you saw this coming. It's amazing to me, Ben, on how they pretend when things get leaked, like, oh, we have no idea how it get leaked. How in the world did this not get leaked ahead of time? Most people thought this was all we were being punked. Nobody thought this was real. The players didn't even know this was coming. So don't tell me you can't plug the leaks in the NBA.
Shams Charania, when he tweeted that out just after midnight Saturday night, I guess if you were still out and about or early on Sunday morning, had to follow up tweet and say, yes, this is real. I was not hacked. This is the actual trade between the Lakers and the Mavs. But that wasn't the only blockbuster deal this weekend around the association. Late last night on a Sunday evening, De'Aaron Fox, ahead of the NBA trade deadline this upcoming Thursday, on his way to San Antonio in a three-team deal that includes the Spurs, the Kings, and the Bulls. Zach LaVine, often in trade rumors the last few seasons in the Windy City, now reunites with his former Chicago teammate, DeMar DeRozan, in California's capital. But De'Aaron Fox makes his way to San Antonio, partnering with Victor Wembanyama, which is exactly what Fox desired.
Exactly what he wanted. And once again, the San Antonio Spurs are playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers, including, if you want to know how to run a franchise, watch what the San Antonio Spurs are doing, who, by the way, have every first round pick on their roster over the last, since 2019. They're all there, Ben. All seven first round picks are still on this team, and they add De'Aaron Fox. While the Chicago Bulls apparently refuse to pay anybody in this day and age and will be at the bottom of the standings from here into eternity until they figure out what the San Antonio Spurs are doing and they keep fleecing them.
Or until a certain owner probably vacates Chicago for both the Bulls and the White Sox. Sorry, folks, if your team is owned by Jerry Reinsdorf. So, as we got some actual NBA action yesterday, first game without Luka Doncic, a part of the Mavericks organization. Of course, Luka hasn't played due to an injury since Christmas Day. The Mavericks almost protested in real time on the actual court after their fans protested outside of the arena in Big D. The Cavs, the NBA's best team, absolutely hammer the Mavs. 144-101. The Cavaliers at a certain juncture in the game, Joe, led by as many as 53 points.
You didn't have to the first quarter alone, Ben. It was 50-19 in the first quarter. And it was game over from there. Truly an embarrassing effort from a bunch of professionals in Dallas.
They were a 15.5-point favorite, but that being the Cavaliers made good on that number. The Boston Celtics down by 20-plus against the Philadelphia 76ers on the road in Philly. Rally for a 118-110 win yesterday, a part of a five-game slate around the association.
Yeah, but they didn't cover, so way to go, Philly. Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
Philadelphia continues to do just that. The Arkansas Razorbacks and the returner up for John Calipari play spoiler on Saturday evening in Lexington. Just the second SEC win for the Hogs this year by double digits. Inside Rupp outright as a 9.5-point dog against Kentucky.
Well, if he thought he got booed here, wait until the next time he shows up after having beaten them at Rupp Arena. It's not going to be pretty for Calipari, but as usual, Calipari having a last laugh here today, isn't he?
They will play again this year in Fayetteville as Calipari will welcome back everybody to Bud Walton Arena. Some NFL coaching carousel news. Chip Kelly, after 1 year at Ohio State, back in the National Football League. The new offensive coordinator under Pete Carroll in Las Vegas, becoming the highest paid coordinator in the NFL, an average of $6 million per year for Chip Kelly to head to Sin City. That blockbuster deal, Luka is now a Laker. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Potentially the biggest trade in the history of the NBA. In the very early morning hours of Sunday, the first couple of minutes of Sunday, a trade and a notification that when it happened, everybody said, huh? What? Is this fake? Was Shams hacked? That's how big this deal was, and that's how out of nowhere this trade materialized. Luka Doncic traded to the LA Lakers by the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah, Luka Doncic traded to Los Angeles. In return, the Mavericks get back a package highlighted by Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and just a single first-round selection. Joe, I'll start with the reaction, because that really was a part of this. Everybody waking up on Sunday, had they been asleep early on a Saturday night. Some out at bars and clubs with a trade so monumental that the DJ broke into the sound system to say, Luka Doncic is now a Laker. Where were you late on Saturday night or very early on Sunday morning when you saw this trade? And what was your initial reaction?
I thought I was being punked. I really did. I thought it was one of those fake, Schefter account kind of things. And I'm like, oh, man, maybe it's missing a letter. And I'm completely, this isn't really, it can't happen, right? 25 years old, a dude not even in his prime. There is no way Dallas would, trade him and for somebody 5 years older and not in his prime anymore. So none of it seemed to make any sense. But as stunned as we were, apparently Luka was even more stunned. He had absolutely no clue that this was coming, which raises a whole lot of questions, Ben, like just how big of a, you know what, is he that Dallas was willing to trade him away to the West Coast and the Lakers of all teams just to get him out of their hair. Kind of crazy.
There is so much reaction, including what Nico Harrison, Dallas's GM, had to say yesterday in an emergency press conference so he could try to explain how this deal came together and what the F his thought process was. But spoiler alert, everything that Nico Harrison said sounded pretty dumb when you consider who Luka Doncic is. So many things went into the initial reporting of this trade, including now the NBA's biggest breaking news reporter in ESPN's Shams Charania having to back up his tweet with the trade details in the first line, Joe, saying, yes, this is real. Because everybody's initial response was, Shams Charania got hacked? Oh, my God. No, Charania had to say, this is real. Here is the deal. And we will break down that deal in just a moment. Another sign that you need to know that this is real and Luka Doncic is actually now officially a Los Angeles Laker. Can we go back to that B-roll footage of Luka Doncic in Dallas, but still to show with the Lakers logo next to everything that Luka is doing? Yes. Luka, although wearing Mavericks attire there, is going to be an LA Laker. A very subtle touch done by our Sports Grid team behind the scenes. Joe, we'll get more to the reaction. We'll listen to what Nico Harrison had to say, or at least discuss some of the quotes trying to explain the rationale in Dallas. I'm not sure any of it will ever make sense. Luka Doncic is not a good player. Luka Doncic is not an all-star. Luka Doncic is not just a guy that, he might sniff all-pro consideration in his NBA career. This is his seventh season within the association. He has spent all of them with the Dallas Mavericks. He won Rookie of the Year in his first season in the NBA, 2018-2019. And then he has been an all-pro, first-team, all-NBA each and every season since. If you want to call him the best player on the planet, I would hear you out. If you want to call him a top three player in the NBA, you are correct. I have no idea why you would trade said player, willingly offer him up, and get back Anthony Davis, who was an all-pro player, by the way, in just a single first-round pick. But part of the rationale from the reporting and the reasoning was the Mavericks were fed up with Luka Doncic. They did not care for him all that much, and certainly, Joe, did not care for his conditioning practices or lack thereof. Basically saying, we traded Luka Doncic in the middle of the night because he's overweight.
Yeah, but it's an ongoing issue. It has been an ongoing issue. And Dallas, before they had to fork over a supermax deal worth almost $400 million, which, by the way, you know, he at that press conference, he said, we have no indication that it wouldn't have been a bidding war, that he would have signed that extension with us anyway, at which particular point we would have had to have him on the open market and hoping that he would stay with us. So there, when you put it all together, this is a move where Dallas is a little bit more geared to trying to win in the now. And listen, the Lakers, we all knew it. They have to try to figure out what life is after LeBron. Oh, the Lakers figured it out because if they can keep him in shape, which is a big if, man, because it ain't going to get better as he gets older. If they can keep him in shape, then they have one of the best generational talents, dare I say, since a guy they had once named Kobe. Pretty impressive.
Who cares if the guy likes to eat or drink a beer? He is the best player in the NBA, if not the best, top three. And who's the best player on planet Earth in basketball right now? Is he the model of physical fitness? No, and his name is Nikola Jokic. He would rather ride a horse in a buggy than play basketball, and he is still better than everybody else he is on the court with. Who cares if Luka I'm taking crazy pills. I don't care if he's overweight. Get his conditioning in order, and maybe this will be a wake-up call for Luka Doncic. But the idea that he was traded because he is fat in the return that Dallas got back was one first-round pick, Anthony Davis, an all-pro. We'll talk about AD in just a moment. De'Aaron Fox was shipped to San Antonio last night, and the Kings got back three first-round picks and three second-rounders. It's Luka Doncic! More next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on this Monday morning on the early line on SportsGrid. Again, it is Super Bowl week in the Big Easy. We are now just 6 days away from Super Bowl Sunday and Super Bowl 59, but on the first Sunday without an actual NFL game since Sunday, September 8th, the NBA said, don't you fret, we are here to deliver. Not with great action around the association, but great drama in the biggest blockbuster deal perhaps we have ever seen in the history of the association. Is that recency bias? No. It is the first time in NBA history, Joe, that two players who were selected to all NBA teams the year prior were traded for one another in the ensuing season midway through the year. And this was not floated like, uh-oh, Luka Doncic is unhappy in Dallas. Uh-oh, Doncic might be up for grabs if somebody can make a compelling offer. This happened in the shadows. Dallas general manager Nico Harrison, yesterday at a press conference, had a lot to say, but basically detailed how the initial conversation between himself and the Lakers GM, Rob Pelinka, occurred. He called Rob. He said, we'll give you Luka Doncic. Rob Pelinka said, what? Are you serious? No way. You can't be serious. It turns out that he was. And they held this in secret for the last few weeks and then finalized the deal late Saturday into the very opening minutes of Sunday. A deal that was finalized before Mavs head coach Jason Kidd was even told about it. I mean, I have no idea how to categorize what Mavericks GM Nico Harrison pulled off, Joe. All I know is that he shipped off Luka Doncic without telling Luka about it and without really opening up the highest bid for a generational top three player in the NBA.
It's unprecedented to say the least here on the, when you look one-on-one, let's just say this is Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic. At this point in the game, it is just mind-blowing. How the Jazz even got involved in his trade is also hilarious with their two second-round picks. But really? The simple fact that Anthony Davis, who, by the way, doesn't want to play center and won't have to, I guess, necessarily in Dallas. But the problem is, how many games is Anthony Davis really going to play for you? Dallas, he can't stay healthy no matter where he goes. If you thought conditioning was a problem for Luka, wait until you get a load of Anthony Davis tripping over air and then missing 40 games because he's like Glass Joe. So I do not understand. Luka at 25 years old is one of those generational talents, Ben, where, listen, you got to see it through. No matter what, fall thing, you got to see what it would have cost to get, you should have had this right to the end. If you couldn't come up with a deal, he was still going to be worth whatever it was that you were asking for, but they didn't. They pulled the trigger a little bit early here, if you ask me.
Look at those stats. Look at those stats for Luka Doncic. Yep. Throughout his career, now in his seventh season in the NBA, all spent with the Mavs, by the way, 28.6 points per game. On average, throughout a career as a scorer, the third highest point per game average in NBA history, behind only who? Wilt Chamberlain and Michael Jordan. Luka Doncic, who single-handedly brought the Dallas Mavericks to a Western Conference crown last year in an NBA Finals appearance against the Boston Celtics, who has averaged throughout his postseason career 30.9 points per game. That second best in NBA history behind only who? MJ. And he's only 25, and you shipped him away. Again, we will talk about Anthony Davis because AD was almost an afterthought, a castaway yesterday. AD is still playing at an all-NBA level. It has been largely healthy throughout this regular season for the Lakers and last regular season for Los Angeles as well. But the idea that Luka Doncic's conditioning and his lack of availability or serious manner in basketball was the issue, so you turn to Anthony Davis to win now, is insanity. It should cost Nico Harrison his job. We will see if it eventually does. Nico Harrison was asked yesterday, have you spoken to Luka Doncic? And Nico pretty much said, I don't think he probably wants to speak to me right now. And we'll talk about the Supermax component of this conversation because Luka is no longer entitled to that in Los Angeles. I mean, there is so much that we continue to break down here on the Early Line up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We continue to talk about the blockbuster deal between the Mavericks and the Lakers that sends Luka Doncic to Los Angeles, Anthony Davis to Dallas, and the Utah Jazz included in the deal as well. We heard from Mavs GM yesterday, Nico Harrison, try to explain how this blockbuster deal came together and what his thinking was behind it. He hinted at the Supermax and not being sure if Luka Doncic would sign said extension this summer with the Mavericks. But one of the issues with that line of thought is that Luka Doncic had made no indication he did not like Dallas, would want to become a free agent, would not be interested in signing what would have become the largest and richest contract in NBA history. And Luka Doncic was eligible, for said Supermax in Dallas. He is not eligible for said deal with the LA Lakers. So Luka Doncic would have loved the idea of becoming the richest player in NBA history, as Luka shared in his statement after the deal yesterday, saying that he has only known Dallas. It's the place he has been since he was an 18-year-old, drafted technically by the Hawks, but quickly traded to the Mavs on draft night back in 2018. Joe, even that line of thinking from Nico Harrison doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because either you say we are unwilling to offer up the largest deal in NBA history to one of the great talents the sport has ever seen, or you are saying we're not talented enough to make sure he stays in-house. And that's why we traded him. None of it makes sense from that rationale perspective, in my estimation.
No, unless, and they're not saying it, Ben, but unless it was already known in that building that he was gone in 2026, he wasn't coming back. And that was it. So he wasn't going to sign the $345 million Supermax. He was going to hit the open market, and that would have been the end of it. But there's obviously something else going on behind the scenes that we aren't privy to here, because none of this on its face makes any sense when given the fact that we saw Rudy Gobert get traded for a handful of first round picks. We saw Mikal Bridges get traded for a handful of first round picks, and basically Doncic went for one. So none of this makes any sense unless we're missing a big piece of the puzzle here.
And maybe more of that comes out. But again, if you are trading Luka Doncic because you are just mad at him, you can still get more in return than Dallas did. If it is truly his body and his lack of conditioning that has frustrated you, not just this year, but year over year over year, and what seems to be his lack of commitment to his professional basketball playing, okay, but still get more in return for Luka Doncic. And again, I would take a 300-pound Luka Doncic if he was still out on the floor playing at this level, because there is zero argument that Luka Doncic is not a top three player in the NBA. Now, Joe, part of this conversation is the lack of return the Mavericks got back for trading Luka Doncic, a generational player in the NBA's history. But one of the pieces, of course, is Anthony Davis. And it's not some wily veteran in AD. Max Christie, a promising young guard the Lakers had out of Michigan State, should be a nice piece for the Mavericks moving forward. Just that single first-round pick, which is fireable in its own right for Nico Harrison. But Anthony Davis was a little bit disregarded yesterday. He is still a 10-time NBA All-Star. He is a 4-time All-NBA first team, made All-NBA second team a season ago, still a 5-time All-Defensive Team player in the NBA as well. He is 31 years old. He turns 32 in just a couple of months, in March, in about a month and a half. But he is playing at a very high and All-Star All-NBA level this season. Thank you again for that Mavericks logo. So we do know that Anthony Davis is headed to Dallas. This is his 13th season in the association. And AD is still a very, very talented player. But the idea that Dallas, as Nico Harrison tried to share with us yesterday, is fully bought in and in a win-now mode because they dealt Luka Doncic and got back Anthony Davis is so stupid I can't even understand it.
Win now, defense first, yada, yada, yada. All those things that he said there makes all sense. But the bottom line is you traded for a 31-year-old, extremely injury prone, I guess now power forward who doesn't want to play center.
Correct.
And one first round pick, which, by the way, is not going to be at the top of the draft either, which means you've got yourself a mediocre player at the bottom of the first round, which is what you're going to get here. So none of it makes any sense. And Anthony Davis, very good with the right fit. I know LA was praying that he would take the torch from LeBron and, you know, LA would be his home for the rest of his playing career and they could build around Anthony Davis. But again, 31-year-old, injury-prone, power forward. They can't rely on him to be the face of the Laker franchise, which is really why they could not have been happier to receive that phone call and been like, absolutely, we'll move on from Anthony Davis.
Again, as Nico Harrison just offered up himself, they offered Luka Doncic. The Lakers did not inquire about Luka Doncic's status and if he was on the trading block. And Nico Harrison even said that when he started speaking to Rob Pelinka, the GM in LA, about the potential of this deal, Rob Pelinka, like the rest of us, was stunned and shocked that Luka Doncic could actually be traded to Los Angeles. And for that return, again, if Anthony Davis was still 25, as was Kyrie, maybe this would make some more sense. But they are not. To AD's credit, he has played 42 of 47 games this year with the Lakers. He has avoided injuries that have plagued his career, because just twice in the last seven NBA seasons has AD played more than 60 games. That is a concern. From the defensive side of it, Anthony Davis is, of course, an upgrade. He doesn't need to be the center in Dallas. They have guys like Derek Lively to do just that, which is something Anthony Davis has expressed that he desires. Kyrie Irving is there in the front, in the backcourt as well. You can understand why on paper from the X's and O's, this makes some sense for Dallas outside of the context of shipping away Luka Doncic. But again, when you add back in that very large context, it really doesn't. Luka Doncic, not a great defensive player, oftentimes does not expend all that much effort and energy on that side of the floor. There was that moment in Game 3 of the NBA Finals this past year where Luka Doncic picked up his foul, maybe like a third or fourth foul, for being in a bad position, yelled at his bench, challenged that because it wasn't my fault I was in a bad spot. That was a bad call by the refs. Is that a part of the microcosm of the disagreement between effort and play from one of the three best players in the NBA and how the Mavericks want to construct things in Dallas? Perhaps. But again, it makes no sense. Now the updated outlook for the LA Lakers, who right now are actually in a pretty decent spot. Big win for the Lakers on Saturday night, by the way, inside Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. The Lakers are 28 and 19, Joe, in that fifth spot in the NBA's Western Conference, where the Oklahoma City Thunder are pretty much in prime position. But you know who now has the third best price to win the Western Conference crown? That would be the Lakers.
Yeah, and that would be a giant mistake to think that they'll do anything except fold this year. LeBron and Doncic are not a great fit, folks. They're two guys that have to have the ball in their hand in order to be at their best, and that's not going to work. So they better figure something out quickly, otherwise the Lakers ain't going anywhere.
We haven't even really talked about LeBron James in this perspective. We will up next. As you can tell, this blockbuster and all the NBA things we have to discuss, the highlight on the other one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So now the blockbuster trade is done between Dallas and LA. Where does it leave both organizations this year and, of course, beyond? From a future perspective, having Luka Doncic maybe for the next decade plus in Los Angeles, sensational. This year, the odds makers believe that with LeBron James and Luka Doncic, the Lakers can make a run toward the Western Conference Finals, plus 850, now the number on LA to win the West. Third best behind Oklahoma City and Denver. The Thunder in prime position in the top spot in the standings and a plus 105 price to win the Western Conference crown, nearly at even money. Joe, before the break, you expressed some skepticism that it's actually going to work this year from a basketball perspective between LeBron and Luka, at least at the length of truly being a conference contender out West. So in your mind, maybe not worth a bet on the plus 850 price on Los Angeles?
Yeah, no, this is not a great fit at all. Not to mention, they don't have a big on this roster now, Ben. Don't forget, it was Anthony Davis who was playing center in this spot and hated it and didn't want to. And so now they still have to make some moves if it's truly about this season. But you're talking about two ball dominant players that are only truly at their best when they have the ball in their hand. So I don't see how that's going to work here. But what I do see long-term for the Lakers is they are set for the next decade with their superstar in L.A., which probably means to me LeBron takes the farewell tour next year and does the Kobe thing where it's gifts and champagne and balloons at every stop along the way. And then he hands the keys to the franchise over to Luka. So it's a win for the Lakers. It's just not a win for this year.
LeBron James has long expressed a desire to play with Luka Doncic. He now gets his wish. How will they manage each other's expectations on the floor? That remains to be seen, because LeBron wasn't like, hey, Rob, by the way, just in case if Luka Doncic is available, maybe trade Anthony Davis and only one first round pick for him. LeBron James, like the rest of us, had no idea that this was happening. The Lakers beat the Knicks in Madison Square Garden on Saturday night. By reports, LeBron James went out to dinner with his family and found out, much like the rest of us, a call, though, from Rob Pelinka before the deal was finalized and the tweet was shared by Shams Charania. He loved AD, that being LeBron. They won a championship together in the bubble in the 2020 campaign. I'm sure he is sad to see Anthony Davis go. I'm sure he is very happy to see Luka Doncic return in his place in Los Angeles. Any idea that trading for Luka Doncic now could mean the end of LeBron James in L.A. this season has already been kind of disbarred in a way. LeBron James is not going to be dealt by reports, at least is what we expect right now, ahead of Thursday's NBA trade deadline. And you can try to tell all of us anything you would like on how this bolsters Dallas, how it makes the Mavericks more of a contender than the team that Luka Doncic almost single-handedly led to a Western Conference championship last year and an NBA Finals appearance. But it doesn't. Dallas is now 19-1 to win the Western Conference. Joe, they entered this year with Luka Doncic after winning the West a season ago with one of the four best prices around a plus 500, plus 550 number, even before the weekend when they still had Luka Doncic, despite the fact he has not played since Christmas Day. They were 10-1. Their price nearly doubled after dealing their franchise superstar in the state of Texas.
Yeah, it's head-scratching on a lot of different levels here. And then, of course, they rolled nobody out last night and got absolutely boat raced. The Cavaliers, who, and they're still trying to figure it all out. But the reality is if they can get AD back healthy after this abdominal strain here, I will be interested to see, because they will be a defensive force, this team, for sure. Yeah. Whether or not Kyrie can, they're going to ask a lot more of Kyrie now at 32 years old and a bulging disc in his back. But it's really Kyrie's team now, I guess. So if that's the case, he's going to have to provide a lot of that offense. And don't forget, they don't even have Derek Lively until next year. So he's already out for the rest of the season. So, again, I think both of these teams may be looking for a little more immediate results for Dallas. But I think it's the long game for LA, but I wouldn't be running to the window and thinking I'm getting value on Dallas winning anything either right now.
Daniel Gafford is also there, a great defensive big to plug the center that Anthony Davis decides he wants to play near. Gafford did not play last night. If the year was February 3rd, 2018, and you were to say Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, and Anthony Davis, I'd say that team's a title contender and probably the favorite. It's just February 3rd, 2025. Again, Joe, this is the most shocking and perhaps biggest deal in the history of the NBA, especially in in-season trade. Again, not just from the narrative perspective and how stunning this move was, this is the first time ever in NBA history that two all-NBA guys were traded for one another in that ensuing season midway through the year. But we had another blockbuster deal last night as well, one that was more expected, but still will send some shockwaves around the association. De'Aaron Fox, traded from Sacramento to San Antonio. He'll pair up with Victor Wembanyama, which was his expressed desire. Zach LaVine has basically always been a trade rumor for the Chicago Bulls. He is finally shipped away, reuniting with DeMar DeRozan in Sacramento. The Kings also get 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks. See how that can work. Nico Harrison in the third team in the deal, the Chicago Bulls get their own 2025 pick back from the Spurs. Zach Collins, Trey Jones, and Kevin Huerter, I guess. The Bulls kind of like the Jazz in the Lakers and Mavericks trade. The big headlines, though, De'Aaron Fox to San Antonio, Zach LaVine to the Kings.
Yeah, and by the way, they already have the face of their franchise for the future in Wembanyama, along with, they have 8 players, Ben, that have played at least 500 minutes together this season. So they lost no pieces, and they just added a superstar in there that is only going to make this team better. If you want to bet anybody today and take a shot at a flyer, it's the San Antonio Spurs.
We'll talk about that next on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A weekend of blockbuster trades around the association. One that was more expected last night, but still a very large deal in the NBA. Zach LaVine makes his way from Chicago to Sacramento. De'Aaron Fox, in return, heads to San Antonio as he wanted to, and the Chicago Bulls get back a crop of players and their own 2025 first-round pick back from San Antonio. We'll talk about Zach LaVine reuniting with DeMar DeRozan, perhaps in California's capital, in just a bit. But the real headline, Joe, is De'Aaron Fox. He wanted to be dealt from Sacramento, did not really want to be there in the long term, wanted to play with Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio, and that's exactly what he gets. De'Aaron Fox has spent all 8 years of his NBA career in Sacramento. Big weekend for guys that were drafted 5th overall in 2 consecutive NBA drafts. Luka Doncic in 2018, traded, of course, to the Dallas Mavericks, or he was drafted 3rd overall, Trae Young 5th. Regardless, De'Aaron Fox 5th overall in 2017 by the Kings. And that's been where he has been the entirety of his time in the NBA. Oddly enough, just an all-star once entering this season in his NBA career back in 2022-23, but still a guy that averages 25 points per game over 6 dimes and 5 boards, and now pairs with Victor Wembanyama, making San Antonio perhaps rather enticing in the Western Conference.
Not only does he get Victor Wembanyama, but he gets every other young player that San Antonio has built around Wembanyama over the last couple of years. So they literally lost nothing, but they gained a all-star point guard that is going to bring in some leadership. That's going to be great for everyone. And they still have all their cap space, Ben. They got all of these young players on rookie deals, so they're not making any money. They got all their draft capital. The San Antonio Spurs in a position to do whatever and build this roster in any way they want. I don't know another team in the NBA that is sitting as pretty as the San Antonio Spurs are right now.
It's interesting because the Spurs, from a record perspective, are 4 games below 500, 21 and 25. The updated outlook for San Antonio is a little bit different than what we just discussed with the Mavericks and where they stand now without Luka Doncic and, of course, the elevated ceiling, it would appear, for the Los Angeles Lakers. The Spurs don't have a short price to win the Western Conference. They're 4 games below 500. If the season ended today, the Spurs would miss out on the play-in tournament out west by 2 spots. But they're only 2 games back of the Kings, who occupy that 10th and final position around the Western Conference, the 4th and final to make the play-in tournament. You see that +360 price on the Spurs to make the playoffs. If they are in the play-in tournament, that would require at least 1, if not 2, wins. Do you think there are any markets right now, Joe, on Wemby in De'Aaron Fox in San Antonio that would be a desirable wager, whether it's win total, playoff price, or maybe even a bigger number down the board.
That wouldn't shock me if the win total is in play, or the playoffs for that matter. Ben, are they legit going to be Western Conference contenders, the championship contenders? Probably not this year, but certainly a team I'd be looking forward to backing over the next couple of seasons. They are sitting pretty, and once again, I don't know how San Antonio does it, but they're going to be relevant for the next decade or so again, just like they had been prior to these last couple of years.
Plus 125 is the price on the Spurs to make the Western Conference play in tournament. To Joe's point, the last time San Antonio had the first overall pick, they had it twice previous in franchise history. They drafted the Admiral, David Robinson, and then Tim Duncan. And they saw rather immediate success with both bigs rather quickly in San Antonio, and then sustained success for many, many seasons in the NBA with the Spurs. So after such a monumental weekend in the NBA, past the midway point of this year, with the trade deadline now just a few days away on Thursday, All-Star Weekend coming up in just a little bit as well, here are the NBA championship odds. So put these into your brain, and remember, the Celtics, the reigning champs, and the title favorites all year still have that shortest number. But the Thunder, not all that far behind. The Cavs, the best record in the association, 40-9 plus 750. The Knicks, Nuggets, and the Lakers, who slashed that price in half. Now 19-1, it was 40-1 before the weekend in acquiring Luka Doncic. Live from New Orleans, Kevin Wallace joins us to start Hour 2 next.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.